Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about our guest this half hour. Hector Barreto is an old friend of ours, folks. We first met him when he became the administrator of the SBA, and what a great administrator he was, and the best in my memory. And he's a great friend to small businesses. Whatever your origin is, he's your friend. He's currently the chairman of the Latino Coalition and the author of a book that I've been telling you about for a long time, The Engine of America. He's also an outstanding entrepreneur. It comes from a long family of entrepreneurs. His father was a great entrepreneur. Hector Barreto, old friend, welcome back.
Hi, Jim, or should I call you Robin Hood? I like that.
Robin Hood's good, yeah. Hey, Hector, thanks for being here. Good job. Good job on all the good work that you're doing. You know, earlier this week we celebrated Black History Month with a couple of our African American members of our Brain Trust, and we talked a little bit about the Latino sector of the economy, and how they were actually doing pretty darn well.
Well, they have been. I mean, obviously, there's challenges for everybody in business, you know, regardless of what community you come from. But, you know, as you and I have talked about before, Latinos tend to be very entrepreneurial. And when we were at the SBA, we were always studying the trends, and we were seeing a lot of growth in what we refer to as those emerging market businesses. So African American, Asian, and the fastest growing segment was the Latino businesses.
Right.
We believe there are 3 million Hispanic-owned businesses in the United States. They generate about $400 billion a year. But the exciting part about that is that demographers will tell you that those numbers could double every 5 years.
Wow.
So we could have as many as 12 million Hispanic businesses in the next 10 years. And remember, they're spread all around the country.
Right.
So, you know,
right. What do you think, and one of the things that we pointed out, and I mean, I think this is a real issue. I think it's a concern. It's clearly a concern of mine for the health of the economy, for the health of society. You know, Latinos have taken their place in the marketplace as owners, whereas Black America, not so much. And that was one of the laments of our two guests on Monday about this. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. A lot of these folks have, you know, origins in other countries, the immigrant populations. Not so much anymore. When you think of the 50 million Hispanics who live in the United States, you know, more than 80% of those are citizens, residents, or were born here.
Right.
So you don't, you know, the majority of them are not, you know, recent immigrants. But in the old country, it was very common to have businesses. Now they come into the United States. A perfect example of it was my father, who immigrated here legally in the 1950s.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't speak the language. He didn't have a lot of money. He didn't have a lot of contacts. But he had an idea for a business, and he started it. And one business led to two business led to three, and kind of the rest is history. So you have a lot of that. There is no glass ceiling, per se, on an entrepreneur. It's all about your idea, your ingenuity, your hard work, and your ability to take risk. And a lot of, you know, Latinos are very comfortable with that. Other communities have had other pathways to the middle class and to success. Some of those pathways were not always available to Latinos, and so entrepreneurship just became kind of the default position. And I think you still see that today.
Well, and I think you're right. I mean, obviously, certain industries were more likely to be a Latino type of business, but two things have happened, I think, for the Latino community. And number one is more industries are opening up to that sector, but the Latino community has gotten so big that now that you can be successful inside your own community.
Well, you can be, and that, you know, I live in California. And we think there's as much as a third, maybe 40% of the population is Hispanic all across that state.
Right. So
you're talking about 30 million people in the state. By the way, they tell us that California could have 60 million people in the next 40 years.
Wow.
I don't know where all those people are going to park.
I don't either.
a lot of them are Latinos. But, you know that I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Yep.
I grew up in Kansas City. My father started the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce out of Kansas City. That was in the 70s. That was not a hotbed for Hispanic culture. But you see Hispanics everywhere. I mean, I always get a big kick out of it. I mean, there are Hispanic groups in Alaska, in Hawaii, in Idaho. Those are not places you usually think of Hispanics being at.
Right. Hector, hold on. We've got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. Give us the website, please, for your organization.
Yes, thelatinocoalition.com. I hope you'll visit us.
Yeah, check it out, folks. Hector and I will be right back. Hector's a great visionary, great partner, has a great partner mentality, and he's partnered with the U.S. Chamber on something we're going to talk about in a few minutes. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.